Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday.
You're laughing.
It's the start in the UK of the bank holiday weekend for August.
Oh, of course.
So you may have a few days off to look forward to.
I'll be going away.
Are you going away?
Yeah, with the family.
Where are you going?
Lovely spot in Derbyshire.
A lovely spot in Derbyshire. That sounds delightful. Whose family this time? Lizzie's, yours?
So Lizzie's coming and then it's mum, dad, sister, niece.
Sister, the band.
Niece, nephew.
Blimey.
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
The whole crew. Yeah, I can't wait. And we might, and it's only 10 minutes from where my cousin lives, so he might join us for a couple of beers or maybe a little bit of a...
A bit
of dinner, a bit of fish and chips or something.
Nice. That'd be class.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. What are you doing?
I'm hosting a tribute festival.
Of course you are.
Ethan's in the corner. Morning, Ethan. Hello, Ethan.
Good morning, Drew.
Sorry about that.
That's
a false habit.
That's BBC coming through.
I just say good morning to everyone these days.
Yeah.
How are you?
Well, the best one's here, so I'm feeling quite good.
There was a couple of comments suggesting that you are the best one. I don't know if you've read these, but in the last podcast it says, the more Ethan speaks, the better the podcast is.
Do you think that's one of those like sort of inverse logic puzzles?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's, so as in like, it's not because he's speaking, but he tends to speak more when we're doing stuff that's like exciting that gets him involved. So if he is speaking, what he says is bollocks. Mm-hmm. We can all agree that. Useless. Shite. But if he's speaking, it's because we've stirred him up.
Yeah.
And realistically, it's us.
That's, we're the good ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because otherwise, I mean, to be fair, we split this bitch 33-33-33.
We do. Don't tell Tom
that.
It's
not like he's getting cut out of anything.
No.
So you've earned it, Ethan.
That episode that we did where Max Smith didn't turn up, but it was just me and McGrath. I mean, if you haven't watched that yet, I'd recommend don't. And if you have, sorry for wasting your time.
And if you have,
did you not enjoy that one?
I just thought it's a different pace, so it's just me and you. We need kind of Joe to kind of link it together, don't we?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Or just a third person, at least. We didn't have anyone.
He's fucking cheeky to say that at the time, did he?
Well, of course he didn't.
He's bringing it up now.
No, I enjoyed it.
He'd be mad at the time to say, this podcast is awful.
We've said that a few times during the pod.
We have, yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully today, though, fingers crossed. I'm
fingers
excited.
Crossed.
It's going to be an absolute banger, this one. I can't wait.
So
what we got coming up?
We've got food.
I'm really excited.
Food court.
Yeah.
You've actually brought in food that we've. You're. I don't know why you're so excited by it because it's food that we've all tried before,
yes.
But it's got you so excited to the point that you messaged in the group.
Yeah, I've seen something and I can't wait to try it.
Right. Okay.
And we're trying like 7 different foods,
and obviously,
but nothing like you've ever tried before. I can't wait.
And obviously, as we start most of the podcast, post-transplant is Big Joe's head update.
So how's your head update at the minute? So what are we now, 2 weeks post-plant?
Yes. There's been some cheeky comments, hasn't there, Ethan, about my head?
Yes, there was comparisons on the web of your head shape and it's now swollen kind of shape to that of a watermelon being strangled by rubber.
Rubber bands until
rubber
it
bands.
Pops.
Until it explodes. I don't think. Look at me straight on.
Not overly keen.
Look at me straight on. Do you not like hugely like peanutted?
Peanut.
But I assume that's the suggestion here, isn't it? That the elastic bands have squeezed the middle so much that the top has become bulbous.
But I don't think
it is particularly like that at all.
I got said I look like a Minecraft character as well at one point.
I'll give you that.
And someone said I look like an anchor. But I can't quite figure that out.
Or was there a W at the start?
No. Don't be silent
W.
Cheeky. Silent W.
Yeah.
There's something funny going to happen now as we talk about a sponsor for the Sloppy Joe's podcast. And some eyes will probably roll because this is kind of funny.
Go on.
But I think it's perfect. On the 5th of August, and Ethan didn't believe this happened.
No.
And I sent the email to the our podcast group.
Yeah.
So you can all have a read of what happened when Richard got in touch with me from sons.co.uk.
Right. Former sponsor of the show.
Former sponsor of the show.
Yeah, we've worked with them before.
Richard is a very big fan of the show.
Great.
And he talks, and he's new to sons.co.uk.
Okay.
And he talks about having a nice partnership with us in the past.
As a reminder, what is Suns?
Suns is all about looking after your hair and your hair growth, etc., etc. And I replied to him, well...
Did he know about...
Richard, it's funny you say this because in 24 hours, I'm having a hair transplant.
Bosh.
So clearly, the stuff that we may have done in the past, I'm at a point now where I'm getting other stuff done that's going to make my hair look better.
Yeah.
It then followed...
You've gone nuclear.
It then followed an hour phone call of me and Richard going back and forth post-transplant, talking about how... If we sponsor the pod again, we've got to be quite open with the fact that it was maybe when I started the product, the point of no return. I'd slide in that picture of me now, the very famous picture of me where my hair is very short and I've got no beard.
Yeah.
I'll slide that in here.
Well, it was
that was pre-Suns.co.uk.
It was purse out of a pig's ear territory, wasn't it, last time? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, you know, you can't gild a turd.
No, you can't. Well, in Suns.co.uk, I've said a couple of things. They've said, right, did you know... And this is why it was perfect. We do a post-hair transplant plan.
Perfect. Wow. Now we're talking.
Now we're talking. Where they send you over a travel kit, bespoke shampoo and conditioner for your hair, which I've been using a lot, vitamins, and then hair gels, minoxidil as well for your spray.
That's meant to be big stuff, isn't it?
Very big stuff. And they send you a lot of it. And
minoxidil for your spray?
Sorry, minoxidil spray for your head. I've not brought everything because I couldn't really fit everything all. Well, I could, but because you've got little travel pouches as well, so you're filling your... I wanted to bring all this
in. So you
can
take it with you when you go to a little trip.
So he said he understands that this is going to be an interesting sponsor for us.
He
also had a conversation with me about what my doctor was saying.
Yeah.
And my doctor was saying about my head that the hair that I do have is strong enough for it to now join the new hair.
Yeah.
And we can put that down to the success of what Suns.co.uk did in terms of the vitamins and the minoxidil and the and the healthier shampoos, which I still constantly use.
Because the thing with Suns is obviously now you're at a post-transplant era. But with all of these things, the earlier you get on it, the more likely the results will be better.
Yes.
Of course. So if you'd
have
started
this
10 years ago, no offence.
No, none taken.
Whereas some people might be at that stage now, that would have had a much better grip on sort of slowing things down and replenishing.
Because the hair I did have was strong enough now because the doctor, although he needs to make money, Dr. Shamalak, and he probably could give it, you might think he'd just give anyone a hair transplant. He sat me down for a good hour and we examined the hair that I did have.
Yeah.
And he would have just told me to go bald. Yeah. But he was like, no, because of certain stuff I've done in the past, we can rescue this, we can stick some of this at the top, and here we go.
Great.
So Suns.co.uk have two things they like to talk about. If you've got hair, you're always slightly worried about it, even if your hair looks like Joe Smith's or Ethan's and they're strong,
well, we should.
Head over to Suns.co.uk. By the way, anyone who is still using our discount code of Joe's 40, by the way, 40% off.
That's Joe40, by the way, Joe, singular. J-O-E-4-0.
Been working since.
That's been going the whole time.
It's always been going.
That never got turned off.
Someone's just been constantly getting 40% off. So Joe's 40 is still active on suns.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And if you are heading down the route of a transplant, a hair transplant, the kits that they offer you, the minoxidil is crucial. The shampoo here is got, I can't really say it, saw palmetto, which is key. Caffeine as well.
Of course.
It smells delightful, this good stuff.
Is it?
And I'm going for it. So
brilliant.
I guess what will happen now is between now and December, they're looking after us, suns.co.uk. You'll be able to see if it's worked or not.
Yeah.
I will be
living proof.
Hands like it's an afro.
It's not going to be able to if it's worked.
I think they might want us to cut that bit out because it looks shy. But I will not be wearing a cap on the pod so you can see my... weekly updates.
I can't wait.
Suns.co.uk, Joe's 40 at checkout.
No, it's really simple, Joe. It's J-O-E-4-0. There's no S at all.
Go and check them out. And yes, it is kind of funny that they've got back in touch. But I promise you, they got back in touch the day before I got a hair transplant.
Amazing.
Ethan didn't believe me.
No, I didn't. I thought you would have just approached them to try and get some stuff to bring it back in. But that's a massive coincidence and it's real. I think... It's something I could explore because my dad got a hair transplant a few months ago And I didn't think he really needed to, but he's got that, like, what do you call it? Like, widow's peak, is that
what
you call it?
Yeah. What shampoo, any shampoo do you use now? Does it have anything in it that looks after your hair, or does it just make it nice?
I get the £1.05 one from the local Sainsbury's, the strawberry one.
Well, Suns can help you out there, Ethan, mate, come on.
Suns can help you out there. I mean, I can get, because this one's looking at, yeah. Right, brilliant. What about your shampoo? I bet you spend a bit more.
No, I could do with getting some.
What? So all very exciting. I'm in the ugly duckling phase now.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yeah.
You don't know what it means. You don't know what it means, Ethan.
Yeah.
You didn't even explain it to you off
camera. Come on, Ethan.
So it means now that...
Yeah.
Stop saying...
No, I'm saying I'm having to get him.
We're all together here. We're all in agreement. The ugly duckling phase.
Yeah. No, I've said yeah. I'm sorry.
Can we explain it first before we start?
Yeah.
Saying, yeah.
I'm saying, and now I'm agreeing with you. But
so,
quack, quack.
Hey!
Yeah.
Do you remember I got, who did I get with the duck do? What's the duck do? Quack, quack. Do you remember that? Who was that?
It was big clip that on Drew.
Big clip.
Was it?
Do you remember I said, what's the duck do? No, I said I'm going to a duck do.
What's the duck do?
Quack, quack.
Brilliant.
Great fun. So what happens here is the actual
hairs. And you can use that at home.
The hairs actually fall out now.
Oh, fuck.
It feels like a worrying sales technique, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, don't worry. They'll fall out.
No, the hairs fall out, but they'll grow back in another life.
And now, I fucking hope they do. And now there's sort of the newer ones that will be the hairs come back and go, hello.
So what is the ugly duckling phase?
Well, so basically, the grafts they take from the back here, they stick to the front, and they've got hairs in them. Them hairs start to die off, and then the new hairs, the stronger hairs, will come forward. Feels like a worrying part of the
it's certainly the scariest bit so far, isn't it?
Terrifying.
So all these new hairs that they've put in,
yeah,
they're going to fall away, and then from within that kind of cocoon they've implanted on your head,
yeah,
a butterfly will emerge of strong hair.
Fingers crossed.
So will everything fall out, just that front section?
Just the front section. So then I could maybe get, because here's the thing, I've not even told my barber yet.
What?
I've not even told my barber yet that I've had a hair transplant. I've just not seen him for weeks, months. He's going to think I've left.
What's your relationship like?
Pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, once a month, sort of come in and suck my sides out and chew my beard, obviously.
What have the conversations been like with your barber over the last, let's say, 2 years?
He doesn't even touch the top, really. He just sort of trims it and sorts the sides and the beard.
But was there a conversation about, look...
Yeah, he knew. It was on the cards.
We
big
know
time.
What's going on. Did you ever say you were going to get a transplant to him?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. I never gave him a actual date, but I was like, this is what I'm thinking. He said, sweet, sounds. He said, you've got loads of people who do it.
Really?
In fact, some fucking barbers are like linked with a hair transplant company now in Turkey. Flanagan's.
What's that?
Fucking hell, you're going for a haircut. They put you on a flight to Turkey.
From the back room?
From the back room.
There's a helipad. Yeah. On they'll take you straight to Heathrow.
So there's Joe's big head update.
How are you feeling about it?
Sound. Everything's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I feel like I should put sun cream on my head, though.
Have you not experienced it?
No. I've never needed to do in the past. Do you put sun cream on your head right now?
Sometimes I'll cream the crease.
What?
If you pardon the expression. Do you know my sort of centre part in there? And what I'll do sometimes is, so if it's a really hot holiday, day one, I'll put the part in slightly
that
there.
That raunchy.
Slightly to the centre. Yeah, real hot holiday. Now, if it's like a hot weather, I'll put the part in slightly there, and then other days I'll put it there, and then other days I'll put it there. Because otherwise I will get, I've had a flaky crease before.
Wow.
Yeah. So, because obviously where the hair's separated, you can see that there's a bit of scalp coming through. So I do sometimes put some cream on
I'll learn now.
But what happens if you get absolutely scorched to fuck?
I don't know. I wear a cap.
Really?
You've taught me some valuable lessons.
Yeah.
Have you ever climbed up Snowdon?
No.
Have you ever climbed up Snowdon?
No, but I've seen the chaos, Joe.
Have you seen the chaos?
What chaos?
I want your opinions on this.
I ain't seen this.
So climbing up Snowdon, very popular, isn't it?
So it's a mountain
in
Wales.
Huge mountain in Wales.
Biggest mountain in Wales.
Final. Getting to the top, there is a monument on there which people like to do selfies with and sort of group pictures, especially if you've gone with friends and family. Right. And it's a sort of way of showing off your achievements. There is a path that leads up to the top.
Yeah.
And because everyone's taking their time, it's created huge queues.
Okay.
Right? And this one lad from Manchester called Mark, he thinks, fuck that. And he just sort of passes everyone on the mountain. He films himself doing it as well.
Well, like just trudging
just
up past
just trudging
everyone.
A bit past them, off the path a
so,
little
so
bit.
So are they all queuing to get to the selfie spot?
To get to the top, whereas he just touches the top and turns back round, quick selfie and turns back round. And he's shouting, it's not fucking Alton Towers. I'm not queuing up like it's a pub. I'm getting to the top here. I'm touching the monument. I'm turning back.
Yeah.
No, in a pub, you would be along like the bar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I don't know what he's thinking of there, but he's like, it's not Alton Towers. It's not
yeah,
a ride.
I'm not queuing for this.
What do you make of that? Are you you're a good queuer, aren't you?
I'm a good queuer.
Yeah.
When needed.
Do you ever take any shortcuts?
The only shortcut I'll ever take is joining a friend further up in the queue. I will do that.
Of course.
Some people won't even do that.
Yeah.
But if like, oh God, and I'll go under a barrier to join someone in the queue. But I wouldn't. I don't like pushing in. Do you know when you're driving and there's two lanes and one's a chocker and one's empty? I'll get in the queue. Relatively early.
No, see, I'm
are you going to the end?
Yeah, because often by the time you get to the end, you realise the people at the back are stupid.
Well, no, but you,
no, because there's two queues. And
no,
it's easy
no, no,
to get
no, no,
in,
no, no, no,
and there's so
no,
much space.
Stop.
Those people at the back,
no,
stupid people.
No, because what you've done there is
making things worse for themselves.
What you've done there is explained a situation where your actions aren't as selfish because they were getting it wrong. Let's assume it's as simple as this: there are two lanes. One is a right turn. One is go straight. You want to go straight, yeah? And the straight queue is absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
The turn right lane is empty all the way to the end. What are you doing? You're driving up to the end and trying to merge, aren't you?
No, I'm not having that.
Well,
I mean getting off on a slip road.
If no, I'm no, that's my... I've explained the situation.
I'd tell you, the
queue is going through town.
I'd get into the queue, not on the back. I'm not getting in the
back.
No,
I know you're not
driving.
Getting in the back.
I'm getting
a little bit selfish. How
I'm
far
getting
are you
quite
going?
A bit in. I'm getting quite a bit in.
Two thirds?
I'm taking this.
More than
this.
Halfway up.
Man, there's a
slip. Really? Are you going,
100%.
Are you going to the 100%. End? Be honest. Are you trying to get into the end?
I'm checking. What I'm doing is I'm checking if there's any lorries, right? If there's any lorries
no
in
lorries,
this queue.
It's all cars.
No, well, don't check. Let me just explain.
All right, cool.
If there's lorries in the queue, I know that it takes a lorry a little bit longer to get going.
Yeah.
So I'll spot them and I'll think, when this queue starts to move,
you'll get in front of them.
I'm in there.
Yeah.
I'll use the lorry to my advantage.
Okay. Let's assume.
What I will do is, though, there's a slip road, this could be boring, gets going off to take you to the traffic centre. So the queue's on that one on the M60 dead long.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't know, is there's two lanes, right? I know.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's okay.
And then I just go, fuck that, bump in.
You know what? I'll let you do that. But I think in my one, do you know when you're going up through like Glossop and that way, and there's that big hill?
The worst, Glossop.
You're going all the way up the hill and you're cutting in last minute. I know you are.
Yeah. But do you know what? I did
and
that once
selfish,
because my car started breaking down.
Oh, yeah, there's always a reason with these people.
Oh,
I mean, they
what are you
find
like, Ethan?
To explain their selfishness.
Well, on my way here, I did exactly that. I was in Didsbury Village. There's a road that turns that's straight and right, and there's one that's just go left.
Yeah.
And they were all stuck because one car was going right on that straight right lane. So I jumped into the left, just turned left lane, bypassed about eight cars, got through the lights.
And went right and went straight.
And went straight.
Fantastic.
So you're a twat as well.
No. Ethan's just using his initiative.
No, he's not. You're
he
a
is. Because all of them people stuck in that queue there
are less intelligent than I am.
Late now.
What's late now?
They'll be late for whatever they were going to do.
Yeah, because of people
like us. Use your fucking common
sense.
No,
but it's not common sense.
It's
putting
common
yourself
sense.
Above everyone else. It's common selfishness.
Who's he hurt there?
Everyone else in the queue behind it.
Why? Because they could have done the same thing.
Yeah, well, they could have done, but then everyone would be in the wrong lane and the fucking lane they needed to be in would be empty and there'd be twats like you undertaking them to get them that lane.
No,
if there's a queue that's half a mile long, I'm not going to wait at the very back. I'll give you that. But I'm not going past halfway. You sit and you wait. Because otherwise, you've got extra people joining the queue at the last minute. And also, here's the other thing. I'm not letting you in. I'm getting up the arse. And I'm doing as well. I'm looking behind me. I'm getting the eyes of the person behind me. Convoy.
Yeah.
Stay
close. That's why I do the
you
lorry.
You aren't getting anything out of me.
That's why I do the lorry trick.
Yeah, and it's bollocks.
It's not bollocks, is it?
No, it works.
And lorries aren't arse. They see it there all the time.
It's
eight hours
the lorry. It's about the 45 cars behind the lorry. Cheeky from you.
It's not too cheeky.
It's not too cheeky.
My example.
I'm not going to put you under citizen's arrest, but I do think it's selfish.
I know that if I know the layout of the road and I think people are doing something stupid,
that's different.
I'll give you that to my advantage.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Mm.
Well, I was with you on your one. I did get halfway through and use a lorry.
You said more than halfway and use a lorry.
That's not too bad, is it? More than halfway. It's not getting right to the front and selfish, sneaking in. It's
still selfish. So back to this guy then, up Snowden. I think this is different.
It's the worst video I've seen because I can't.
Is it bad? Can I watch it? Can we watch it? Because I haven't seen it.
I can't. Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Let's find it because I haven't seen it. So I need to see the exact specifics because as we've pointed out here, there's so much nuance with the way the lanes work. Is the area at the top of Snowden big enough for 60 people to gather? Is it a safety concern or is it just you can't be asked queuing up for loads of people wanting selfies when it's not even a selfie?
I think that's the situation. So these guys were queuing.
Scroll to the front.
Because they want to have selfies when he was just wanting to touch the podium.
Imagine queuing on a mountain.
Imagine queuing on a mountain, he says.
No, it's not.
Okay. Chuck his phone off. Okay, so he's very much a sort of bolshy kind of.
What are some of the top comments?
Happy with himself, isn't he? That's what I don't like. I just climb it for the queue. Love a good queue, me. You're so right. Imagine queuing on a mountain. What are they queuing for? For anyone who hasn't been up Snowden, there's a train line that runs all the way to the tunnel. They queue because they want to do photos. I don't see why everyone should bloody queue too. Some just want to reach the top and go. I think on merit, I'm on his side. If you're just queuing to get to the top, what's the point? It's not like you see those ones on Everest, don't you, where there's loads of dickheads queuing there. And that's different because you can't really overtake on Everest because everyone will fall off and die. But Snowden's, it's like 1,000 metres tall and it's pretty flat. It's not like particularly dangerous, really.
I don't think they're worried about rolling down.
No, but what are they all queuing for?
Just to get their moment, their selfie.
Yeah, bollocks. I'm on his side for that. I don't like how he's filmed it and how he's arguing with everyone.
You see
and
how
he's taking the piss. I can't be arsed with the ag of it, but I think I'm probably on his side just about.
You see it a lot with big signs at festivals that sort of welcome you to the festival and people queue just to get right next to it and take a picture with that, like the Glastonbury one or the Welcome to Reading Leeds one. And it's so big that you could stand in the corner and sort of take a quick one yourself.
Yeah.
But people get right in the queue so they can get a proper
What do you make of him?
Why do I have to answer that?
Well, I've answered it.
What
you
did
brought
you
it
say?
To the podcast. I think I agree with his point, but I don't love his methodology.
No, I don't love his methods. I don't love him arguing back. Just keep your mouth shut, do what you need to do and get going.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to upset people.
Yeah. But I don't really get why they're all queuing up. That is a bit stupid. Just if it's just for the selfie, I think, who cares?
We love a good queue, don't we, Ethan?
Oh, I love a queue. Did you see the story of that dad leaving his son on Mount Fuji so he could finish the walk?
No.
That was just this week in BBC News.
Bloody hell.
So the dad's wanted to keep going, but the son was tired.
How old's the son?
7 years old.
Danger zone.
And he's left the son on the mountain by himself. He's going to finish the climb. And then a lot of people are having a go at the dad.
Picked him up on the way down?
I think he's alive because the story would have said he was abandoned and forgotten about and maybe
died.
Carried away by large birds.
Yeah.
Well, how about we... Let's brighten things up a little bit. Should we get into Breaking Joes?
Yeah.
I've got a quick Breaking Joes this week. Had a couple of drinks, breakfast show drinks on the Friday night.
What does that mean?
We went to House of Social. Fantastic
Where
food.
Is that? And why
House
is
of Social
is
near
that?
Bunny Jackson's.
What does House of Social mean?
What does restaurants' names mean? It's just a house where you can be social.
House of Social.
I had a butter chick. No, you can't say that.
I hate that name. I'm not saying I hate the venue. I don't like the name.
Give me a good name for a restaurant.
Oh, that pizza one that says
Pizza Express.
No. That's
a good name for a restaurant.
The Great Need name. One.
I need pizza.
Yeah, it's clever.
Pizza Express, great name for a restaurant.
Song of House of Social, though. You go there to be social.
Grammatically, what is it even saying? A house of social. You can't build something out of social. And house of, like, House of Cards is a house made of cards. What's a house of social mean?
Just people being social.
No, I know what they're trying to say, but does it make sense?
Yeah.
Social house.
I'm fine.
Social house makes
social
sense.
Housing means, people who can't, they can't call themselves that, can
so
they?
So maybe stay away from
it. Oh, it's called social housing. People on PIP.
Why is it called social housing?
Because it's given.
They don't serve chicken Caesar wraps in there.
No, but it's not social, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Social housing.
Yeah, socialism and that.
Oh, is that why?
Probably.
You're just talking shit now.
House of Social. Okay, I'll get used to it.
Thank you.
Is it good in there?
Delicious curry in there. Yeah, fantastic
food. Is it?
Food.
What is it?
Mooglier in there.
What's
it's a
say?
House where you can be social in.
No, but is it like
five different street foods.
There we go.
They do prawn toast crumpets, fantastic burgers.
Wow, that sounds great.
They do butter chicken. I got corn ribs for the table. I'm obsessed with corn ribs at the minute.
What are they?
I make, they're just basically corn on the cob cut up and...
So corn?
Yeah. But they're in bites. Do you know, like, because corn can be a bit messy.
Yeah, yeah.
They quarter it now and they deep fry it.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
That sounds really good.
With an andouille butter. What else did I get for the table? Curry for the table.
Andouille, by the way, is already like half oil, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
you
yeah.
butter in that.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Went somewhere on... I'll keep this person anonymous because we went to a care home on the weekend just to see how this person was, and they're doing really well.
Good.
And there was a list of activities of what the people are going to do there. Now, a lot of them do stuff with dementia. So there was stuff like choir singing of old songs from the 50s and 60s, lovely. Jigsaw Club, and you know, you're thinking, fucking hell, this is really wholesome. A Thursday at 1 o'clock, axe throwing.
No.
I swear on my life. In a care home.
Now, care home is throwing. In the same way that social housing. We mean that in the literal sense. That's not a trendy bar.
No, it's
somewhere.
Not a care. A house of cares.
Home of cares.
Yeah, home of cares. Yeah, that's the system
okay,
bar.
So it is an actual care home.
Axe throwing.
That doesn't feel particularly appropriate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then underneath it, hide and seek.
Oh, come on.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's crazy.
How I made that second one up.
But oh. Axe throwing is that real? Is, yeah, I couldn't believe it. We said, are you going to go axe throwing? She said, she can't wait.
Wow.
I can't wait. I wish someone was there filming it.
Yeah.
I really wish.
That's fantastic.
And then Sunday, I was the judge in the northern heat of the British Street Food Awards.
Oh, yeah.
Which seems like a fantastic idea. And I really loved doing it until I sat down and I read the itinerary for the day, which I did put up
wait,
online.
It wasn't more than 2 hours' work, was it?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Three. Read what happens every 10 minutes.
Here we go.
So 1 o'clock is our first
oh,
dish.
Wow.
Every single person who's entering the northern heat of the British Street Food Awards brings two dishes.
So you've got legendary salt beef grill melt bagels at 1 p.m. Then at 10 past one, fresh Japanese pan-fried gyoza. I can't speak because my mouth is watering. Dim summer clock, only 10 minutes later. Then you've got charcoal grilled skewers after that. Then it's authentic Greek gyros and halloumi.
So basically every 10 minutes,
God,
every 10 minutes, for 3 hours, a different
yeah.
brand of food come. They present their food. They talk about why they love it so much. And then you eat it.
Wow.
The first hour.
So is this you, Hong Kong Bubble Waffles? Is that what your nickname
sure.
for the day?
The first hour, Hong Kong Bubble Waffles was to finish the fucking
loaded
thing.
Hong Kong Bubble Waffles.
The first hour, sensational. It was street food tapas.
Oh.
You sat there every 10 minutes like, oh, bring it over,
and
bring
you
it
know
over.
As well, you're eating more than one bite of each because it's so tasty.
Who's the head judge, said, just chill. McGrath. He's not doing a lot of whoa, whoa, whoa. Just want to go for the second bite. Richard, I'm all right.
Yeah.
Mate.
You're like Eve in the Garden of Eden, aren't you?
When Putin rocked up at 2:30.
Shouldn't he be fighting a war?
I thought to myself, I could die. This is the worst.
Is it some of the most full you've ever been?
And my farts are unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. Pasta was the second to last thing to come. Oof. Fresh truffle pasta.
Oh.
I felt, here's what I would say, I felt sorry for the fresh truffle pasta boys.
Mm.
And I think it's a little bit of a unfortunate way of judging this because if I'm eating fresh truffle pasta at the second dish, lovely.
Mm.
I'm eating it at 3:30 when I've had 15 different dishes. I don't like it. I don't have room for it.
I don't have anything left. This is a big issue though, isn't it? In this sort of scenario, they're actually fucked there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because
and I think they knew because they're like, oh, pasta.
But that's such a... It's so impossible to be impartial when it comes to food, unless you're doing it each day by day by day. But this is always a thing when they talk about, like, booking meetings in at work. Either do it at 10 a.m. when someone's just got in, they've had a piss, they've got the first cup of coffee. Don't do it 11:45 when all they're thinking about is lunch.
That's a good
don't
point.
Do it at 4 p.m. when all they're thinking about
nice
is going
tea.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So little things like that, but they had no chance. But
we record 5 p.m. every week.
That's a good point. You go to bed at 6.
All you think about is food.
I've got a plate full of food behind me. I can't stop thinking about it.
Congratulations to Omei Dumplings.
Did they win?
Yes.
What was in there? What kind of dumplings?
Mate, Unbelievable.
Was it?
All homemade. There's one.
I mean, really, thank fuck for that. Imagine they just brought in a bag from Iceland.
Well, this is what you said. There's one person who did gyozas. She's like, oh, tell us a bit about the recipe.
Buy them in?
No.
Yes. And they brought them to an event, to like an award.
It's like a street food. Yeah. Anyway. She makes them all. She has these sensational. Do you know the
Walkers?
No. Rice. What are they called?
Yeah, it's rice. I've heard of that.
I can't forget what it's like, but it's like rice sheets. And she put on a satay sauce, homemade crispy chili oil, and fresh spring onions, and you just ate them like,
I've seen them.
All the dumplings were sensational.
There's a dumpling place near here, you know, that we've never been to.
What?
Do you know on Oldham Street?
What's it called?
Do you know, it's basically next to the Frog and Bucket. Do you know on the corner there?
Yeah.
Apparently it's fantastic. Is it? I saw a video on it today.
Dumplings were sensational. Should we go too? Yeah, well done.
Well done to them.
Yeah, fantastic.
You're doing well though, aren't you?
Yeah, and that was my
weekend.
Doing
all these little awards and that. Do you love it?
But do you want to get in on it?
I don't want to get in on working it. I'd like to have been at that.
Would you? Listen, Stockport. It's down the road.
Where?
It was Foodie Friday, but on a Sunday.
Foodie Sunday.
Foodie Sunday.
Wow.
You should have come.
I didn't know it was happening. Send me your itinerary. Don't say you text me. You didn't text me.
Text one of you.
Well, it wasn't
text me.
What's to text you? I always text him.
No. He'll text me as well.
I will text you, but you're busy.
I'm busy. I was so busy on Sunday.
What are you doing?
Don't remember. what was I doing on Sunday?
I was just going to say, very quickly.
That sounds fantastic.
I love kind of like food events, finding the best food. But if I was to just try and find the best wing, where would I go to do that?
Wingfest.co.uk. Manchester. It is soon.
Brilliant.
We are 3 weeks away from Manchester Wing Fest returning to Victoria Baths, 17th, 18th and 19th. It is the biggest chicken wing festival in the world, and you can get tickets now at wingfest.co.uk. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. I'm going to be there. Are you going to go down on a day?
If I'm available, I'll be there.
That's a no. Are you going to go down on a day? Are you going to ask me for 20 tickets last minute?
I'm in America, but London Wing Fest was amazing. So Manchester Wing Fest, I mean, it's a better city, so it's going to be better.
I'm going to Northumberland, but I tell you what, the idea of you sat literally in a bath full of Frank's Red Hot is something I couldn't miss
otherwise. I'm going to have to convince Dom to come, aren't I?
He'll be there. You don't have to convince him to come.
Wingfest.co.uk, get your tickets now. Can we eat?
I'm so excited for this.
Why? What's
Because I've
on?
Seen something and I'm really looking forward to it. It might be shit, but it might be really good.
Have you not tried this before?
Nope, never tried any of it. So, on this plate here, I've got loads of different things. You can kind of see it there, right? But what these are, they're all different foods that are meant to taste like other foods. So, Ethan, do you want to come around here? In front of us, we've got, I think, 5 or 6 different things to try. And each of these things tastes like something they aren't.
I still don't know. So, give me an example.
So give you an example. So imagine the idea of, let's say, in your mouth, you have a scoopful of ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have a scoopful of mustard.
Oh, my God.
And, oh, wow, it actually tastes like...
A cat.
Okay, great.
All of this. So do you want me to tell you what it should taste like, or do you want to just try the thing and then we guess?
Is this like when my mum was doing the Special K diet, she used to have a date and some peanut butter,
yeah.
And if she closed her eyes, she thought she was having a Snickers?
Yes. And you know, people do like, they'll do Disaronno and Dr. Pepper and it tastes like Dr. Pepper or whatever.
Fantastic. Yeah, okay, nice. My favourite example.
So let's start with this.
So
we've got here, pass it down, we've got here melon and...
Banana.
Shall I tell you what it's meant to taste
like? No. We should guess. We should 100% guess.
Okay.
Okay, good luck for now. I can't taste like banana and melon.
I agree. Banana and melon is what I got from that.
If I was to make an educated guess, though, is it going to be another fruit? Is it going to be a mango?
No. Ethan, anything?
Banana and melon for me, Drew.
It's meant to be bubblegum, that one.
Oh, grew up. Was it bollocks?
That didn't work, did it?
It didn't work.
Should we stop?
No, but I do.
No, we're
like
not going to stop. We're going to do more.
I'm eating.
Yeah. Right, next up.
What the fuck is that? Banana and avocado?
Let's do that one next. Banana and avocado.
What's that going to be?
It might have a bit of lemon juice on it, actually. But
what? Lemon juice?
It's not meant to have lemon juice on it. Fuck. So I reckon I should say what they're supposed to be.
No!
Okay, right, let's have it then.
You go first,
what's this meant to be?
I'm going to hold mine and just so it's not an awful mess for the audio listeners. Are you, even though you know, are you getting it? Because the thing is, is it not just your mind tricking you now? Because if I don't get it and Ethan doesn't get it.
Strawberry.
1 second.
I'm not getting, it's not meant to be strawberry. And I'm not getting the thing that it's meant to be either. Here's what we'll do.
This is the melon. Worst game I've ever.
Banana
so
and melon.
It was meant to be ice cream.
Are you? Who? What's this list, Joe?
I've seen it
is
online.
This, let's just have snacks.
So what we're going to do though? So we'll we'll do one more blind, and then what we're going to do is test the power of expectation by afterwards. We're gonna do.
Okay.
Here's what this should taste like. So this is the last one: cucumber and lemon.
What?
Lemon.
Well, yeah, just get over yourself.
I don't know.
Lemon. I fucking hell, Joe. That's right, a big bit of lemon. What's this should taste like sour shite.
Here we go.
Right, I'll just give you. Oh, and for the audience, he's not give us the. He's just literally cut some lemon up. Are you getting it? Even though you know.
That one, I'm getting a bit more, but
yo,
there's not much going on, to be honest.
Where did you read this? On Reddit or something?
It's online.
Yeah.
What is it?
What's that meant to be?
Bleach. Bleach.
It's just meant to be lime. That one was a shit one. None of these have worked. None of these have worked so far, have they? Right. But now we're going to switch.
No, that one's worked for me. Lime.
You think that's lime?
Yeah.
Because it's close to lemon.
I know, that's why it's shit. Because lemon is all the time.
You're right, because banana and melon is nowhere near bubblegum.
These get more fun now. So.
Great.
Next up.
Cheers for watching.
We've got. People can do this at home.
Tomato.
People can
tomato.
You have that one because
tomato
it's
with sugar on.
Then?
This is tomato with sugar. Tomato with sugar. It's meant to be strawberry.
But yeah, I'm with you.
That's more like it.
No,
it's not fully.
Needed more sugar, you know.
But it's better. We're getting somewhere there.
Don't lie, Ethan. There was
it was nice. I don't really like tomato normally, but with a load of sugar on there, enjoy it. But it didn't give me strawberry.
You should have gone sugar down. I think I the sugar.
Do you know that thing where you see if you eat pizza upside down, not the bread way and toppings way, you get more flavour?
That's so true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Toppings way.
You should maybe eat it upside down.
What's this one?
This is a tomato with a ready salted crisps.
Thank you very much.
What you're guessing? What do
what
you
think it's meant to be?
Well, I'm going to go with something like a cheese toaster.
You're not a million miles away.
Pizza.
It's meant to be pizza. 3, 2, 1, we're back in the room.
What the fuck is that? This isn't going as well as we thought.
No.
I think this could be our worst segment we've ever done, Joe.
No, it's very exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting.
In terms of it working, it's bad.
Yeah.
But in terms of it being fun for me,
yeah.
I'm loving it.
But I like tomato now because I've thought for all these years I only like to grill tomato.
Oh, really?
Sun-dried tomato. I watched a video of how they're doing that the other day. Just simply put it in front of the sun.
Did you sun-dry it?
Yeah.
What did you?
Right, so it's been four fails, one.
It's not incredible.
Borderline
is it?
Success, hasn't it? Now, these are my favourite, the two I'm most excited for.
That can't be another lemon.
I'm sick
and
of cucumbers.
If it is, I'm out.
No, you're not out because this is the best one. The last
What's
one.
This one?
Last. So this is simply cucumber with sugar on, meant to taste like watermelon.
Go sugar side. Go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That works. That's watermelon. That's watermelon, folks. Come on. That worked, didn't it?
That really worked.
It was worth it.
Oh, that was really worth it at the end. Wow.
That really is watermelon.
But what have we proved?
It doesn't matter. We're not Thomas Edison.
Oh, what's
this now? And finally, grab a piece. So this is lemon.
I can't be
with
doing
cinnamon
this,
and sugar on. What do you think it's going to be? I'll tell you before we eat it.
Oh.
Tell me.
Coca-Cola. All in.
That's unbelievable.
That was the best.
That's fantastic.
That's blown my mind.
That's fantastic.
That's blown my mind.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
You really, I thought this does nothing. I thought this was going to be the worst.
That's absolutely blown my mind.
So good.
That was so good.
Have
you tried that before? No.
No, I haven't tried any of them.
Wow, what a risk.
What a risk.
That last one was
I'm so glad we funneled it in the last
Maybe
two.
That's what Coca-Cola is.
Maybe it
must
it is. Be something like that.
It's lemon, cinnamon.
Is that what it was?
It was lemon with cinnamon and sugar on.
Unbelievable.
I might have to put that on my overnight oats.
Right then, what do you think?
Fantastic. I loved it.
Paid off in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. And that was brilliant, but I don't know how you're going to, in any way, Ethan, bring your breaking jokes to the table to top Smith today.
I can top that.
He brought Coca-Cola, which was lemon and cinnamon.
Yeah, the rest of it was shite though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but actually, yeah.
Cucumber and sugar wasn't shite.
1 out of 7's rough, isn't
2
it?
2 out of 7 is fine.
Ooh,
sugared tomatoes could have been strawberries.
True.
Needed more sugar.
Yeah, but at what point do we just have a melon? At what point do we serve a strawberry?
Yeah, straight away.
What have you been up to, Ethan?
Well, you know what? I went back to the tune, went to the Stand Comedy Club and had an absolute belting time. There was one act in particular who was a young woman who was only 20 years old, and she would have looked maybe about 16, and her act was emphasising on autism, and her kind of...
Did she know you were in the room?
Well, she didn't know I was in the room because I was kind of stage left quite sharp, so quite difficult to see.
Yeah.
But I thought, like, her kind of pattern of speech... No, not pattern of speech, because her pattern of speech was different to mine, but more so her words and stuff was kind of like how I spoke.
Does she struggle to tell a story?
No, she used words that I would use, because I feel like I'm not a wordsmith by any means, but I kind of jumble across my words in a certain way. I have a way of speaking, don't I?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe, like, if I was to do stand-up, I could maybe do it in her kind of style, or not too far off.
It wouldn't be too dissimilar to the way you speak anyway, is that what you're saying?
This is what I'm saying.
So, so that was your conclusion from her act? Because I thought we were going to go somewhere else with this.
What did you think?
I thought you might say that you realised you might have autism.
No, I don't know if...
I'm not saying you do. I thought that's where you were going with it.
I don't... You know what? I was thinking about this. Some of my conversations, maybe there's always a chance.
It's not the roulette, is it? You've got it or you've not.
That's true.
Have you got it, do you think?
No, but I think
there's a chance.
Life's a spectrum is what I've always said. Mm,
something. Yeah.
I'd quite like that on my gravestone.
Life's a spectrum.
So what I was wondering, maybe I'm closer to that more so than maybe...
She has a name.
I don't know her name. Oh, sorry, I meant more so that kind of brain.
Oh, right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Was she funny?
She was excellent. She only done about 10 minutes. Everyone else did 20. But maybe she got overstimulated. I don't know.
Maybe.
But she was absolutely fantastic. And I was thinking, maybe I should give it a whirl.
Well, you should 100% give stand-up a go, Ethan.
Yeah, give it a go.
We're back, and you'd sell tickets. People would love to see you. You've got a great podcast following now up here in White Noise. Give it a go.
I don't know, you know. The thing is, like, I know I just said I'd think about it, then I've just immediately backed off.
Yeah, it was a little bit chase me, yeah, wasn't it?
I didn't mean like that. Like, I like the idea of it, yeah, but I don't know how good I would be at actually writing material.
Have you ever written any jokes in that before?
I've wrote videos and stuff. Like,
You can think any jokes you can think of now that you could kind of do, like, your sort of opening joke? Usually an opening joke, I'll give you a bit of time to think, is the, especially if you're a new act, might be addressing something about yourself that the audience has already noticed and kind of bringing it to them in a way that's palatable. So people, it's a cliched, overused thing, but people might come out and say, I know what you're thinking, I look like Russell Brand and Jesus had a baby.
I was thinking that.
Which isn't a good line, but that, you know what I'm saying, that sort of, people will address the elephant in the room, as it were.
All right, yeah. So,
if you could use something to that format, what would you go for? When I said elephant in the room, why did you cut to me?
Honestly,
is that what you want me to say for my opening line? Let's address the elephant in the room.
The elephant man in the room.
Point to me.
Yeah.
Let's
tie that.
That's just, honestly, sometimes these fingers just have a mind of their own.
Yeah.
You're on it. Fucking hell.
Fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
You see, me, I think I'm a laugh by...
No, you didn't hear what...
That was Joe's joke.
That was, yeah. We're not a double act.
No.
All right. I know what you're thinking.
Well, no, let's introduce you first, if you've got it. All right, welcome to the stage. This is your first time ever doing stand-up. Please give a big Sloppy Joe's welcome to Ethan James.
Whoa.
It's all mine, all mine. Let's walk outside. It's all mine.
Whoa, bloody hell. What a place it is to be here. I'm completely overwhelmed. I know what you're thinking. Tintin's had a rough paper round. Yeah. You're probably looking at my Barbie eyes. I do have quite Barbie eyes.
Barbie eyes!
What are you on about, dear?
Don't stop him. Don't
Barbie eye joke.
I have quite Barbie eyes, don't you think?
Yeah.
What, is this a call and response?
Yeah, well, that bit is, yeah.
Well, you're lucky it's only over 18s in here tonight.
Why?
Because I'd frighten your kids.
I'd built it.
I'm gonna turn it off.
I know, man. Fuck yeah! I think we should do it. I think you should do it.
You've got a tight 35 seconds there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can build that out a little bit.
But I don't. I think I need to pick a topic, and I think I could dissect that topic. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I didn't have anything there. All I was starting off with there was my face. So I've done a couple of gags about my face, how I look like a paedophile, a bit like Tintin's had a bad paper round.
But have we ever said you look like a paedophile?
Never.
We've never really gone down that.
No, I feel like I maybe spend a lot of time on another podcast where I get that given to me quite a lot.
Is that
every time you leave that podcast, you feel distraught?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not going on there.
Can we do a couple of food courts to finish things off?
Ethan, if you ever do stand up though, we'll back you, genuinely.
Thank you.
We'll get some tickets on and that, and we can come and watch you and cheer along. And if it's not funny.
Rather go somewhere where there's not many people, I think. But thank you.
Let's get into food courts. Bang the gavel. This is where your unpopular opinions, food courts, are sent in.
Quiet!
Will you go to prison? Will you get a bit of community service, or will you walk free? Simon's got a belter.
Ooh.
Woo. Carvery roast dinners. Carvery roast dinners are the most overrated way you can have a meal. Just left out dry food and strangers walking past, breathing their air into them, breathing their smelly air into it. A carvery roast dinner, overrated.
I like a carvery. I think they often taste like shit, to his point. But I like this sort of standing up and queuing and sliding your tray down the metal lines and bit of that, and then trying to get more meat out of the meat master and all that.
But the potatoes are never that good at
terrible.
A carvery.
All bad, yeah, really bad.
I like the fact you're in charge of your own gravy and your condiments. Yeah. Great.
I think we all humans just want to be in charge of their own gravy at the end of the day. That's just a human nature thing, isn't it, really? Applesauce?
He's got a point, I think.
Do you think?
I'm not letting him walk free because they're not that overrated. I still love a carvery. We've got one here, it's called the Mickerbrook.
Is it good?
£7. You just fuck it. Yeah, on a weekday, unbelievable. You just fire it on, get your veg, sit down, unbelievable.
Fire
it. Me and Becky, I heard someone else say this in a podcast. If you want a good, quick meal, me and Becky can be in there in 22 minutes.
Someone else said that about you and Becky on another podcast.
I heard them say how quick a carvery can be if you just go in, there's no queue at the bar, you grab your ticket, next thing you know, you've got your plate of food and you smash it.
Yeah.
In and out, 22-minute job. For that reason, it's not that overrated.
The Toby Turnover, they call it, don't they?
Toby Turnover, which do mac and cheese on their carvery these days.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I'm giving him community service.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll let him. I'm sending him straight to the slam, I'm afraid. Ethan, you're the deciding vote.
You see, I'm a fan of a school dinner back in the day. I used to be a school dinner boy. Not that wasn't a rule that we had of such, but
it was,
like,
wasn't it? You had a little hairnet on.
Nah.
You being a little lick spittle for the elderly dinner lady,
you're
weren't
awful,
you?
Ethan.
This
you're
guy's
awful.
Already had a pizza.
No. Not like that. I meant more so. You had your lunchbox crew. I was against that. I liked warm food. And I knew what I was having was shit. But there was something quite warming to that. And obviously that's probably the food, but...
You've got a minute at least, Ethan.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
This
is good.
I'm happy.
And you've really not understood it before.
No. But I'm thinking with a carvery, yes, it's not good quality.
Yeah.
But we're out, and that's better than sitting inside the house.
I always find as well there's something warming about it as well, don't you?
Very warming, very warming.
And I completely agree. I like the fact that they're in like repurposed pubs almost as well, kind of.
What are you talking about?
Well, they've got like a bar, and they've got...
What are you talking about?
Like a carvery.
Yeah, they've got a bar.
No, but often they'll be in a pub environment. It's not all just Toby carveries.
Yeah, it's not all Toby's, you're right.
You're out in the boozer, there might be telly on, there might be a bit of football on.
The spread eagle.
Well, and wrong. However you and Mickey do it, it's up to you.
So I'm giving him community service, are you sending him to prison?
I'm sending him to prison, I think it's bad.
Ethan?
Look, he's got a point. There's much better options out there, but I like leaving the house. I'll give him community service.
Right, community service he's got. Right, food courts. We'll spend more time doing food courts next week. Patreon.com/Sloppy Joe's Podcast. I put out an exclusive behind the scenes look of my head. I know we talked about it at the start of the show, but you can see pictures of it and the videos of it. Go and have a look now. And we'll see you next week.
Wonderful. See you later, everyone. Bye. Wave, Ethan.
See ya.